But what were the things that you like? Let's talk about it. You like respecting people all around the world. You like loving the children of all nations. Mm-hmm. You like people who are respectful of one another. You like fairness and transparency and honesty.
Yeah, you and a sense of co-creating rather than insisting on one's own.
And so those things, that's the thing that about this particular election that is so interesting. The exaggerated contrast that the world has been living recently caused a queuing up of an asking for essential things. Now they're sort of all bogged down in the mire of the details and petty squabbles that don't matter. And so, but that election was about so many people asking for things that at a very basic level are those common desires. And by common, we don't mean not extraordinary, but those mutual desires that you are born with. In other words, there is no one who does not want the world to continue to be. And there is no one who does not want, we're talking about from the core vibrational source energy level, that does not want humanity to continue to be diverse and expand. In other words, when you got in that vortex, you tapped into what is at the core of all people. And we would say to you that when you tap into the core of, to that which is the core of all people, and you feel that you had a triumphant experience, it's not something that you're making up. In other words, the exhilaration that you feel. Think about the opposition to, do you think anyone ever offers sincere opposition to wanting people, all people, to be respected? Is there any, do you see any opposition to that? And the answer is yes, of course. There was much evidence of it. There are many people. In fact, I could define them by demographics. Mm-hmm. It seems that there are a lot of people that do not hold that in the same place that I do. And we say, but not one of them is in the vortex while they're holding that. So, more than anything, we would like to say that this recent political election in your nation was mostly about a large number of people who, by virtue of what they've been observing and focusing upon, have been dragged by their own willingness outside of the vortex. And this leader, through who he is and what he knows and what he said and what you heard, dragged a larger number of you than ever before back into the vortex. And there is a relief of being out and then in that is more delicious than being in and in. In other words, there's something so nice about being out and then in, you see.
Yeah, that whole wave of joy around the inauguration.
And so now, what we are encouraging you to do, and there are enough of you in this room to keep this going, if you will now that you are mostly in the vortex, as you're watching some of the unfolding relative to the financial debacle or relative to what they're doing with the billions that they are taking from you, and if you will insist personally to be in the vortex, in the vortex, in the vortex, then you can be the current that gives your president the buffer that he needs in these raging seas that he's just walked into. In other words, you do have the power to soothe. You do have the power to continue to not just hope, but believe. You have the power to know. You have the power to know what's possible. You have the knowledge of what has taken place in terms of contrast. You know what you as a nation or as a world have put into that vortex. Now, all you have to do is get in there, hold your view upon it while you think of these people who are in the leadership position, and you will be the catalyst that keeps bringing them into the vortex. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's what upliftment is. One person cannot bring you all into the vortex, and one person did not. It was the desire to be in there and then a willingness to listen.